So then let's track you too, Ted, because this is 63 and 64. What was happening to you?
Okay, we did the first year in seminary, which would have been 1961 to 62. I had completed my obligation for the fellowship that I had been given by the Rockefeller Brothers. But at that same time, some people from the University of Pennsylvania who had a campus ministry there came up and were interviewing students and offering them a chance to go and live in Philadelphia for a year and be an intern in campus ministry. And that sounded really cool to me. I applied and they hired me, and by what, it was maybe in the summer sometime, we moved down to Philadelphia for the first time. And we spent a year there and did campus ministry. And I learned lots of stuff. But one of the other things is Nancy and I in that year began in the basement of what was known as the Christian Association, which was where all the campus ministries were. Down in the basement, we began a coffee house that we called the Catacombs. And then we also created a satirical review, much like that was the week that was very popular at that time. And so every Friday night, we would do this big satirical review and became very popular. We would pack the coffee house every time we would do the review.
We were, in fact, illegal. It would just be stuffed with people.
Yeah, right.
And he and I did Liz and Dick.
Right. Remember how Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor were the Cleopatra and all that was happening?
Yep, yep.
So we would do satirical versions of their movie together as a couple.
They had three or four movies out at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so we'd run backstage and put on a different hat and come out and do the same words.
The same dialogue. In other words, someone would announce that this is now the Sandpiper movie and that here these two idiots would come back out.
We did lots of crazy stuff.
We had great fun.
So you were an actress yourself?
Oh, yes. No way.
Well, it was good enough to have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And the month in which we were after married and aiming to New York, I had a job to go to a summer camp called Green Lake for the Baptists. And I cast Nancy in Jean-Paul Sartre's play No Exit. She was going to play one of the major roles in that too. So yeah, she could have done acting. It's just she finally wandered away from that world.
Mm-hmm. And we're glad you did. Because as people follow along the story, they find out what you did. I'm going to move along here. 68 to 69, you were a social worker at Judson Church Runaway House in New York City. What's a runaway house?
Well, at that time, there were a lot of kids on the streets. Haight-Ashbury out in California set up the first house for runaway kids. We were the second one, and I was the guiding force in that one. And the church, Judson Memorial, had like a residence, rooms where students could stay. Well, they emptied the students, and we filled it with runaway kids. And we were illegal, as all get out, but we made a deal with the police that if they had a family coming to get fine to locate whatever that if we would be told so we could evacuate the kids before the family, because these kids were abused. They were places in their heads. There was no way they were going back home without some real help, and we did that too. We would try to put them together again.
Are you planting the seed for what you eventually did, maybe, in that area? Because there you were caring for children who were abused, and it carried on to other areas of your life.
Well, I think that's true.
Right.
It wasn't intentional. I had
no, no it just
Yeah.
But you had the patience to do that.
It was such a need. I never thought about patience.
Yeah.
And I taught them how to do things that they could do themselves, like make jewelry. We went to hardware stores and picked out all sorts of little things that you could make earrings out of. I taught them to that they could make area rugs by scraps carpet that we would just glue together and sell it. And we did lots of things like that that could benefit them in the future.
Now, the fact that you even were creative enough to do that is...
Oh, well, that I grew up on a farm.
Okay.
My dad was amazing. He could make anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you were in another runaway house. This was in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, Ted, why don't you come in here, too? How did you end up in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Well, of course, we have this period where we are in Philadelphia. Finally, we return, and I was hired as a permanent campus minister beginning what? That would have been 64 to 66, I think. And while we were doing that, I realized that probably I wasn't really a pastoral minister type. I could do campus minister, love being in the university world, working with students, and had a great time doing that. But so I decided that if I was going to be in the university, I had to get a PhD, that you just don't stay in the university without one. So I applied again back to Columbia, which is affiliated in academic graduate studies with Union Seminary. So I applied to their PhD program in religious studies. Particularly, I was interested in the sociology of religion. And I was accepted. And so finally, by the time, 66, I guess, I went back, began to commute to New York City. Even though we had purchased our first house and were living in Philadelphia, and I'd go back and forth. A good buddy of mine traveled with me all the time. He was involved in organizing clergy and laity concerned about Vietnam, the big protest movement. So that was going on at the same time, and we were involved in that both in Philly and in New York and other ways.